This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert here with Rob Ferret. We've all got our favorites, from the Flintstones to the Jeffersons, from I Love Lucy to the Simpsons. Theme songs can change the way we think and feel about a show.
And while all those are memorable, our next guest says it's more important now than ever that a TV show's theme song is catchy.
Joining us now is Steve Knopper, freelance writer for The Wall Street Journal and a contributing editor for Rolling Stone. His piece, The Golden Age of TV Theme Songs, is linked on the Central Time Facebook page. Steve, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So why is it now more important than ever that a theme song have legs, that it be catchy?
Well, the thesis that I have in my story is, the answer to that question is, we're in the binge-watching era. I mean, people don't just watch a show once a week. They watch a show 15, 20 times in a weekend sometimes, using, you know, their iPad or Netflix or whatever means they have. And so when you do that over and over and over again, you don't want the theme song to annoy you. You don't want it to be bad. You don't want it to be boring or just an earworm. And so, therefore, because of this repetition, you're listening to these theme songs sometimes more than you might listen to a hit on Top 40 radio. So these songs have to be built in such a way to kind of withstand repetition. And so, therefore, there's a lot of different approaches to them, and it's a little bit different than the way we used to understand the way theme music was put together.
Well, let's check out one of the ways we used to do it. This is kind of a favorite. It's Gilligan's Island.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship. Was a mighty sailor.
All right, well, they took that three-hour tour. They don't do songs like this anymore that tell the whole darn lead-in story, do they?
No, I mean, that was the thing, is that television in the era of Gilligan's Island was a relatively new thing. And so every week when somebody tuned in, they had to sort of explain the show in the opening song. I mean, the Addams Family did it. Star Trek had that voiceover with the music that did it. I mean, that lasted for a long time. But now, I mean, things have become so minimalist, and there's a lot of different ways that shows do it, but we're at the point where something like Lost or Breaking Bad just has, like, a six-second snippet, just a little tiny piece of distinctive music that kind of goes with the show. And, you know, certainly you're not hearing the whole story of Walter White when you're listening to Breaking Bad.
No, but somebody should do that for YouTube.
3-hour meth lab.
That's right.
Well, some shows like Parenthood, they use a classic song, like Dylan's Forever Young. Is that another route to go? You just use something that's tried and true?
Yeah, I mean, I interviewed the executive producer of Parenthood. That was sort of the key example of my story. His name is Jason Katims. And he said that, I mean, Parenthood was put together in 2010, so not quite in the golden age of binge-watching as we are now. And they didn't come up with that song, Forever Young by Bob Dylan, for that purpose. They just wanted something kind of big and broad that would hit on all the different themes of Parenthood, which are many. But when we were speaking by phone, he really kind of agreed with the thesis that when people are watching these shows over and over and over again, you want it to have the song, you want it to have layers of meaning, and you want to be sort of stripping away at the onion of what this song means mentally while you're watching these interesting images that are linked with the show that go by. And I would submit that other shows do that really well, too, like Orange is the New Black, with that new Regina Spektor song, You've Got Time, does a very effective job of that. And the Little Boxes song on Weeds, which has a number of different cover versions and had a different one every week, I also think was a great example of that.
Right. They really played with that. I watched all of Weeds and gave you an incentive to keep watching the opening credits to see who was doing it and how.
Right, exactly. You want to not, ideally, I think if you have a show and you want it to be binge watched, so to speak, you don't want to have people who are watching it fast forward through the theme every week. Because eventually, or, you know, go to the kitchen and get some food, eventually, you know, they'll get annoyed with that and they won't want to watch it anymore. So it's pretty important. And not only that, but themes have to be part of the branding of a show. You know, it's a show when it gets created now. You know, it has to have a good theme or else it might not get the green light. I mean, themes are pretty important.
Do you think that people are exploring themes now the way that credits have kind of evolved? People have little outtakes in the credits and it keeps people watching and giggling till the end. And now that the theme and the opening of the show is just as important.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. When you talk about the credits, you mean the end credits, right?
Right, the end credits when you roll and you see the little outtakes, and even, you know, Disney and Pixar are doing funny things at the end, whereas it just used to be kind of a roll of endless names.
Yeah, that's true. Although on TV, we've seen it seems like we've come back to that a little bit. I mean, when you think about The Sopranos and The Wire and all the great binge-watching shows, it fades to black, and you hear that music, and Mad Men does this too, and you just watch the credits as the music goes by, and you wait for the next week episode. So, I don't know, my story wasn't about that, but now that I think about it, it seems like perhaps we're regressing in that direction in a way, in certain aspects.
Another favorite here at Central Time, Game of Thrones, a catchy theme song, and a very vivid, cool opening graphic. Are you seeing more integration of song and visual in opening titles?
Absolutely, and that's something that Jason Katims and other people that I interviewed mentioned. And Game of Thrones is a great example of that, because it's got this really distinctive, catchy, and deep kind of instrumental theme, something that you can kind of listen to over and over again and not have it feel like this is this annoying earworm. It's got some heft to it. But in addition, you're actually literally watching a map unfold of all the complicated different geography of Game of Thrones and who lives where and where all the kingdoms are. And so every time you watch it each week, you kind of go, oh, okay, that's where that person is. And it's sort of like you're putting all the clues together. So yeah, and Orange is the New Black is again, another great example of that, because the music's playing, it's kind of a mysterious type of song with a lot of nuance to it, and then you've got these images, close-up face mugshot images of all these female prisoners kind of flashing by in video. So I think the integration of the music and the visual in that part of the show is very important.
Now, we've been talking about the greatest hits of TV theme songs, but are there some that you just despise and never want to hear again for the rest of your life?
Well, you know, I may make enemies by saying this, but I love the show Friends, but I could live the rest of my life without hearing that song.
All right, they won't be there for you. Let's hit some other, let's have some fun and hit some of the other favorites from history. I'll throw out Sanford and Sons, a Quincy Jones awesome theme song.
Yeah.
And I'll get a little more obscure from Japan, Cowboy Bebop, the song Tank. It's an awesome horn thing. Maybe I'll put it up on the Central Time Facebook page again. But it's that is one opening sequence that I actually binge watched the show and watched the credits every time. And sometimes when I was done binge watching, I went back and watched them again. Do you have any like that?
I mean, I have favorites, and mine are. I think you're just being obscure to be cool.
No, it's not. I'm not that cool.
He really is.
I promise.
Just kidding. But you got to go with a classic. I mean, my all-time favorite theme song is the Hawaii Five-O.
Oh yeah.
That is just, you know, that song, I think, pulls off the rare feat of not only being something that completely evokes memories of the show, but also just is a standalone surf rock classic. You know, so by the Ventures. So that one's my favorite. And my obscure one, or somewhat obscure one, is more recent. It's We Used to Be Friends by the Dandy Warhols, which was the Veronica Mars.
Oh yeah,
So that whole era of television. You know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer had a great mm-hmm. theme, and Angel had a good theme. It was kind of like this sort of rockin' theme thing. I like that whole era.
Veronica?
I have to clash with you about Friends, because I think that you're right. Like, it's not a great theme song, but I think because you love the show, you get this sort of tingle of anticipation of something good that's going to come. You're kind of, you know, like Pavlov's dog. You're conditioned to like the song because you like the show. Does that ever happen to you?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I guess now that you make that point, it's a pretty good point. I mean, when I hear that song, all of a sudden I think of, like, you know, young, good-looking actors dancing around in a pond.
And who doesn't like that?
So yeah, right, exactly. So, but yeah, there are all kinds of. I mean, yeah, you have these very visceral sort of. I hear this music, and all of a sudden, I remember not only the characters and the plots and the stories, but particular lines from the show. I mean, how often does that happen with The Simpsons? You know, you automatically listen to Danny Elfman's theme, and then you start doing Homer Simpson's in your mind.
All right. Well, Steve, it's been fun. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course, it was fun. Thank you.
We've been talking to Steve Knopper, freelance writer for The Wall Street Journal and a contributing editor for Rolling Stone. His piece, The Golden Age of TV Theme Songs, is linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
And when you go there, you can share your all-time favorite TV show theme song. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.